Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I know that Thanksgiving isn't here. It's the season, but the day hasn't come. But this year, don't you get the feeling you really need to start shopping earlier because of the strain on the delivery systems, right? Because it's always a crush. And then this year, since we aren't going into stores so much, and who knows, maybe vaccines will start floating through the mail systems. You'd better get going right now. So let's talk right now to Kendra Nichols, features editor for the Washington Post. You'll punch her up, Elif, and I'll turn her up, and let's say hello to Kendra. Hi, Kendra. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I like the site at WAPO.com, WashingtonPost.com. They've got a gifts guide. It's very easy to navigate. It's broken into 8 color coordinated categories. And then it's not an endless list. It's a very shoppable list. I think you've got good price points on there too, Kendra.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, we also have a tab where you can view all of the gifts by price if you don't want to look by category.
I want the Legos. I want the wine. I want the geography book. I want the book about grass. I won't say eclectic list because I think there's something for everybody in there. Let's just walk through some of the categories. Which one should we start with?
Yeah, sure. So the books category, there was one book that I wanted to mention in there. I don't know if you heard recently that Dolly Parton had donated money to fund vaccine research. She's known for helping kids get books. Like, she's just sort of an amazing person. So I'm really happy that we have Dolly Parton Songteller, My Life and Lyrics, the book all about Dolly Parton. It's a beautiful hardback book.
I didn't know if you folks anticipated that she would be in the news, but the timing is is spectacular.
No, we picked these items around Labor Day. So
that's what I've heard. I was talking to the person that helps Oprah Winfrey do hers, and she said we start in March, which means,
oh wow,
you know, well, look at you guys, half a year ahead of time. You need to sort of anticipate what will be some good gifts, or maybe some trendy gifts. So you picked right on there. There's a book called Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teaching of Plants. That's a quirky kind of book that I would pick up and read a few pages now and again over the course of the year. I love the sound of that thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's by an indigenous botanist.
Yes, there's a book of poetry. There's also the multi-angle soft pillow lap stand. So if you're reading your tablet in bed or in a chair, this is a nice stand, $24.98 for that. Okay, let's leave books. Let's go to food. What jumps out at you there?
So the mini waffle maker, I actually bought one of these for a white elephant exchange a while back. The price is super accessible to a lot of people. It's only $14.99. Actually, I just looked today. It's on sale for $11.99 today. And it makes one teeny little, like about the size of your palm, waffle. It's just sort of like a cute little thing. I think they come in different colors, too.
Yeah, no kidding. I saw that, too, and thought, well, sometimes you don't need 8 waffles. Maybe you just need 1 or 2. You also have the Maison Noir wines. $25 a bottle. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So how we do this is there's a different editor. So someone from the food section selected all of the food gifts. So I haven't actually tried this wine, but they were trying to keep price points in mind, but also make it something that's giftable. So this comes at, a very reasonable $25
right,
for like something that still feels a little bit special.
Yeah, $25 is more than most of us spend on the wine we drink every night.
So right.
Now it's a gift wine, but it's not $100. I think $25,
right.
It feels like a gift now, doesn't it? Yeah. For the home, what jumps out at you in the home category?
So with the home items, we like to make sure that they are both beautiful and practical, or if not beautiful, then just sort of fun. And one of the things I like is the Angry Mama microwave cleaner. It looks like an angry little redhead, but it's actually a tool for cleaning your microwave. You stick vinegar and water in there, stick it in the microwave, and it loosens off all of that, you know, dried on gunk that happens in the microwave, especially these days when we're all home and cooking and microwaving probably more than we would normally.
You have a Baker bread bin on there, so talk about that for just a second. That looks...
So that's for all those folks that started all the sourdough baking during the pandemic. It's just also sort of a beautiful thing with a wood lid and a steel bin.
Right, so you, it's a bin for your bread, and if you've got maybe one of those sourdough or crusty Italian loaves that can fit in there, fine. But it's just a tin for bread, attractive, and you don't have the bag of bread, so this is the thing to keep it in. And because a lot of us have that stuff just kind of falling all over our counter. You have
I am one of them.
The Watson Kennedy desk signs. And we'll leave this category after this. But these are kind of fun, and I guess depending for the person on your list, they're those little signs that fit on your desk, like boss or vice president or something. But these are a twist on that, right?
Right. So one of them says, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yes. Mr.
So they're
Wonderful.
Just a little bit, you know, quirky.
Self-care, always a popular category. What's on your radar here?
So one of the ones I'm most interested in are the performance joggers from Vuori. There were several editors in the office who had bought these and swear by them. There was one woman who even said she got a second pair. Now, they are pretty expensive for sweatpants. They're $84. But people say that they last a really long time, even with very frequent usage, which we are all doing these days since a lot of us are working from home.
So these aren't necessarily jogging pants. I guess they could be, but they're
run jogging them. A lot of us are sitting around on our laptops in them.
Or maybe run to Target and you've got them on as well. In the tech category, I suppose it's going to get a little more expensive here. What are you looking at? What are you looking at in tech?
So one of the things I thought was kind of interesting and definitely very 2020 was the video conference lighting kit from LoomCube. A lot of us are on Zoom a lot of our days, and, you know, you don't want to look bad on Zoom. So this actually suctions to your monitor or the back of your laptop, so you have your own lighting, so you can get rid of any shadows, make sure that you look as best as possible when you're on those video conference calls.
Yeah, we need those here at the station. By the way, you also have the... Phone Soap 3 UV Smartphone Sanitizer and Universal Charger. And I'm actually thinking about getting this for my producer, Elif. But you have to tell me if this thing really works or what you know about that in just a minute. Kendra Nichols, features editor for The Washington Post, is on a line with us. We're kind of working through the Washington Post gift-giving idea. If you're shopping from home, and you probably are, here's some cool things to buy. And Kendra, this Phone Soap 3 UV Smartphone Sanitizer and Universal Charger. What did I just say? What is this?
They're very hot this year for unfortunate reasons, although these smartphone sanitizers have been around for a little bit. This one has not been tested for the novel coronavirus, but it has been tested on, you know, viruses like the flu, and it's worked really well on those.
Yeah, well, I think we need to be upfront about that. So they don't know if it kills coronavirus. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. We don't know, but it does kill 99.99% of influenza A. So you put your, it's a UV zap of your phone, and it also recharges it while it's in there, huh?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, Elif, I hope you want one of those, because I think you're going to get one.
Yay!
There we go. And then the Sonos Beam soundbar, kind of cool. I think we know what that is. It's a speaker system, right?
That's right. Yep. You can connect it to your TV, and it also connects with Alexa or Google Assistant.
What about the Oura Ring? Am I saying that right? Oura Ring. What is this?
That's how I've been saying it. That is the fanciest piece of jewelry I've ever seen. It's also an activity tracker. I think it also does sleep and your heart rate and your breathing all by just being on your finger. And so it connects to your phone.
So you slide this silver band on. It looks like a man's silver wedding ring, just a silver band. And then,
yes, very subtle.
It is. It's sleek. It looks like something Apple would come up with, for instance, although mm-hmm. I don't believe this is an Apple product. But it'll also monitor your sleep and then will tell you on your app how much rest you've got, what your heart rate's been, stuff like that. Okay.
It comes with different finishes, too.
$300 to $400 for that. But that's about as expensive as the list gets. Under toys, you've mm-hmm. got Legos, you've got dolls. Here's what I want. I want the Dig It Up Giant Gem Discovery Kit. It comes with 12 genuine gemstones, a little chisel, and an identification poster so you can learn about rocks and stones. I'm a lapidarist at heart, and I love these things.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there's a lot of gifts on here that really are, you know, intended to get kids thinking, which I love. They're fun, but they're also doing something for you, you know? There's also the Mattel's Breathe With Me Barbie, that it's a Barbie with a little puppy, but also it teaches kids to practice mindfulness.
Mindfulness? Breathe With Me? That's the mindfulness doll? Where is this here? Let me look.
Mattel. Breathe With Me Barbie.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I'm not going to get that. I don't want that. I want the gym. But by the way, I've got my family. I have my first granddaughter coming at the end of the year.
That's wonderful.
It is. The Moloch Building Genius, these little stackable shapes that the kids can put in their hands and stack into shapes, sure looks like something that a small child would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And the silicone probably would be easy to clean.
Yeah, I guess that I forgot. Yeah, will be. That's probably
also important.
A nice feature. Yeah, under the travel category, what jumps out at you, Kendra?
I was actually, I had been looking around for these already, but there is the Skyrim's Solus X Smart Spot, and this allows you to have Wi-Fi wherever you are. You don't have to be connected to your home's Wi-Fi or a hotel. Like, you can really be online anywhere, which is great for travel, but also, for folks who are working remotely from wherever.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That is a good idea, even if you aren't traveling. There's also the trainer dog backpack. So I guess, like it sounds, if you're traveling with your dog and you don't want to carry him all the time, or for some reason he's not walking, you put him in this backpack. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I'm not sure that'll work for every dog. But, yeah, it's a great way to make sure that you can take your dog everywhere you want to go.
The Rapid X X5 car charger. I guess this is for a road trip. So how does that work? Does that go from a lighter, from the electric port in your car?
I think it has multiple options. But the great thing about that is it has 5 USB ports. So, you can charge the whole family at once.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this isn't a jumpstart your car if the battery dies. This is
No.
You plug it into the old cigarette lighter and you charge up all of your devices.
Right, exactly. And since it's USB, it could be really anything that charges by USB, not necessarily just your phone.
I got a USB port and charger in my car, but it's buried in the little hatch in between the seats. It's hard to get to. This looks nice because it would be good for multiple, too. So once you've got that in, it's easier to get to and everybody can use it. One last
right.
category.
And you can use the old cigarette lighters, too.
Yeah, right. Do we call them cigarette lighters? I don't even know if cars still have cigarette lighters in them. New cars. Elif, when you bought it, what was the year of the car you bought?
2015, and it has one.
That's
where I put my charger.
Yeah, but okay, but that's a 7-year-old car, 6-year-old, 5-year-old car.
I guess it counts as a 2014 if it's called a 2015.
What am I doing? You said 2017 or
2015? 2015.
Yeah, so 5-year-old car. Yeah. Finally, last category here, video games. I know nothing about this. What's hot? What's popular here, Kendra?
Okay, so I wanted to mention Ghost of Tsushima, which is a really, really beautiful game. It's like an open world game with a really great story where you're a samurai in Japan, and it's got some fantasy elements too, so it's not like necessarily a historical game. My husband's played this game. I just like watching it. It's a really, really beautiful game.
Yeah.
And people seem to like it as well for just enjoyment.
I'll bet if you were making the list today, you said you've been working on this for 6 months with different editors from departments at Washington Post, you would have put a chess set on there because I think chess don't laugh. If you watch that Queen's Gambit, it's like it's all the rage, Netflix series about a girl who becomes a prodigy chess player. And those of us have watched it then go, okay, well, I got to play some chess. So I ran out and bought a chess set the other day. I think chess sets are very popular.
We should have only been known.
It's a great list. It's easy to find, WashingtonPost.com. Kendra Nichols, features editor there. Thanks for some of your time today, Kendra. Good list, and I like the price points. I like the broad range. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.